What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello, everyone. I am so excited to be here with Dr. Khushbu Sah. She is a dentist by education and an access consciousness facilitator by choice. Her journey with Access as an Access Bars facilitator began in 2014. Today, she's a certified facilitator and a Talk to the Entities facilitator, founder of her organization, Earthlings and For Ease. Every time I attend a class or facilitate one, I leap at least 10 steps forward into my potency. Becoming a Talk to the Entities facilitator was definitely a choice, though a choice I avoided till the resistance that I put up to my awareness of entities literally started to hurt my body. Opening up to the world of entities, receiving from them, has by far been the greatest gift of creating ease in my world. Whether this has been with my body, creating classes, growing my businesses, traveling, making more money, or the communion with the earth that I so long for. There is an ease, a flow in my world today since I started receiving from entities and not resist them. Would you also like to invite this ease into your world? What a gift can the spirit world be for you? What a gift the spirit world that it can't wait to show you and be for you. Are you ready? And with further ado, it is Dr. Khushbu, who to me is just a bundle of joy and ease. I really do get ease when I'm around you. So I'm like, this is like contagious and stuff. So awesome. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Yay! Like, this is I'm very excited. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yes. We are so excited to have you here for sure. And I love it because in your bio, you know, it just opens up a whole world of questions. You're like, well, what happened? So I would love to hear about like becoming a Talk to the Entities facilitator, being a choice, though a choice that you avoided till the resistance that you had put up to your awareness of entities literally started to hurt your body. Would you say more about that? Like, what happened? Like, how did that actualize, manifest in your life?
So, entities, the world of ghosts, spirits, and so much more, right? And, but, my journey in Access Consciousness began a whole while back, and I know I've been always, like many of us, or I would say almost all of us, we're aware of these beings without bodies in our space, but because of everything that we've been taught, I did not want to look at it. So all I wanted to do was not look at it. I mean, consciousness includes everything and judges nothing, but I didn't want to look at entities. I wanted to avoid them as far as possible, and it's specifically receiving, because clearing is something we do in Access very early on, and that's all I cared about. Like, okay, cool, let's just, like, you know, like, just fuck off, you guys, and just, like, clear. But it was the receiving aspect of, you know, these beautiful, beautiful beings that are constantly gifting to you that that is so natural to who we are that we have been taught to avoid and taught to resist because we cannot see them, created that resistance. But my body is awesome. My body is like, dude, if you want to be happy and have the ease that you look for in creating everything, you're going to have to receive from these things around you. So it showed up. It showed up as skin issues. It showed up as a bunch of things. And it wasn't, again, it wasn't that the entities were doing this. It was my resistance to the awareness. Mm. Oh, and the gift that a lot of them wanted to be to me. So I don't know if I made sense right now.
Yeah, no, that was great. And so when you talk about resistance, like, what would you say, why would you say you were in resistant to them?
I was, well, main things, fear. I was afraid.
Fear.
Or I was, okay, I've been taught to be afraid. Like, mm-hmm. Because it's unseen, right? So we're taught to be afraid, or to deny their existence whatsoever. Like, either you're like, no, that doesn't, no, they don't exist. But for me, I knew they existed because I was very, very aware, and I would dream and blah, blah, blah. But I was scared. And as you know, fear is the distractor implant in Access Consciousness. So it, fear always distracts you from your potency. So it's always, mm-hmm. always a distractor of the potency you have in that area. And clearly, I had a potency with entities, which I refused. And when you refuse your potency, it shows up in ways that are not fun. So that's what I meant.
Okay, great. And thank you for that. And so how do you, I know everybody's different, but I'd love to hear, like, how do you perceive entities? How do you know they're there? Like, yeah, what are your tells? Not, you know, and I know that your resistance to it brought up some physical stuff, but like, now that you're not resisting it, how do you know that entities are there trying to get your attention?
Thank you for that question. That's actually a nice question. So, I don't see them, sometimes I may just... So it's different, all right? So sometimes it's like a mood that I'm aware of. All of a sudden, it's like, wait, that isn't my mood. What is that? Sometimes my body actually senses it in I may get goosebumps or like a tingling sensation. Sometimes it's there have been times when I've actually smelt it. So like there's just a smell. Then sometimes you just know, like when you walk into a room and you're like, whoa, there's something here. Like you just know. Have you had that? Like you just know. Or you walk into I don't know, Venus, have you had a particular thing when you walked in and you just knew? And that knowing sometimes is, it's very different. Sometimes it's literally like a physical sensation. Sometimes it's a mood for mm-hmm. me. Sometimes it's a smell. It's different things at different times. And
that's
very
awesome.
Rarely
I have,
do I
actually
see like a light or something in the corner of my eye. You know, I'll just see like mm-hmm. something just went by. But thankfully, I'm glad I don't really see them, as you know. See them.
Okay, that actually brings me to something that's very poignant here. So, I do see them, and I know that, like, people that. But I also have known, I had a friend that we used to talk, she hears them. And, we used to talk about, like, wouldn't it be cool if you could hear them? And then she was like, well, wouldn't it be cool if you could see them? And then I was just like, why do we not want, right? Yeah. But yeah, why don't we want what the other person has? Like, we're like, no, I'm good with seeing, but I don't want to hear. Like, and you just said, I'm good with what I get. I don't want to see them. And I'm like, what is that? Is that a comfort again, or a fear, or
maybe more of a comfort thing. Something of them. So I totally hear them as well. I hear conversations. I hear people. Like I hear a lot as well. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's more like, there are times when suddenly I step into more that actually, you know what? No, I don't see them. Not yet. But I do see light orbs, but I haven't ever seen them. But it's different for different people. So, and I don't. Right. I don't know if it's... I don't think it's an avoidance. It's just different. I think, what it if you said, what if it was fun? Maybe you guys were just acknowledging what you already were having fun with.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and it is kind of, isn't it kind of like we really are all wired differently. We do see things and experience things differently. And so... I could tell for me personally for a long time, and you know, things have shifted and changed over the years, but for a long time I could tell that the hearing things would make me believe that I was crazy, but if I could see them I was going like I was like the just an interesting point of view, like I'm like, oh okay, but you know, seeing is believing for me, right? Right. Whereas other people, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. So it's just different, and it's like, yeah. So I know you mentioned that they're ghosts, but would you also like, what are, like, for somebody who's just listening for the first time and going, entities, what are they talking about exactly? Like, what are entities? How would you describe them? Because it's not just ghosts. So
it's not just ghosts. So entity by definition is basically any energy that, for me, it's like an energy and then but without a body, right? Without a physical body.
Right.
So entities could be ghosts, spirits, could be light beings. A business is an entity as well. So anything that is a life form but doesn't really have a physical body could be entities. But like for most part, most people when they want to talk about entities, it would be disembodied beings, which are people who died but did not move on. But that's not just it. Like this huge world of spirits and entities that exists beyond that as well, which is what receiving from entities starts opening up to you.
Beautiful. So like go ahead and talk. Which are also, from my understanding, elementals, correct?
A much less defined form is what I would say.
Cool. But well, we don't want to confuse people.
Yes. So elementals are slightly different. And
okay.
Entities are also different. And earth entities are also different. And yeah.
Gotcha.
There's
but they're
huge,
all
big,
energies.
Like kingdom. Right. Yeah. There's this huge, like, kingdom of energies that if you don't define don't make significant, you're actually already like you can start just playing with them more than like defining what each is.
Right. Awesome. And the truth is that what we're just wanting to do today is just introduce people to, like, there is a lot more out there going on. And we may not be able to see them all or hear them or like, but there is a lot more entities here other than the people, the beings with bodies, right? So,
Shannon says it's like, so there are more beings, Shannon, the founder of Chakra Entities, says there are more beings without bodies than with bodies in planet Earth at this point. So, a huge world there that seems to be ignored by us, it's waiting to be heard by us, but if we do, we'll actually start creating the changes that we truly desire for the planet. So it is possible.
Well, yeah, totally. And so what do you mean exactly about, maybe give some examples of, like, what is receiving from entities? What does that mean? How would somebody do that? Like,
so how would you receive from a human person? like a human being.
Well, a lot of times it's actually physical. Yeah.
Right. So now, I mean, since I've been in access for a while now, like, I feel that a true receiving is not having a point of view about someone and something and just being supremely present with them. So receiving from entities, because there are entities, there are your teammates, there are these earth entities that I'm talking about, there are these light beings I'm talking about, there are also disembodied beings that are actually hanging around you because they want to gift to you all the time. But because we have points of views about the entity world, or fear, or no, they don't exist, oh my god, I'm not alone and there's things around me, like all of that, that stops us from receiving all of these energies. So once we go interesting point of view to everything that comes up when the word entity shows up in your world, you start letting these energies, the elementals, with elementals that are right, but you start letting them gift to you in your body. Your teammates, for example, are these, in access, we don't have spirit guides. What we have is, because you're not, you know, a finite being who needs to be guided, you're actually an infinite being who works with your teammates. So you have these teammates that are constantly, like, waiting for you to ask them to gift to you, right? So one of the ways that shows up is receiving from entities is, I asked them to contribute to creating classes, to creating my business. And a woman.
Cool, let's pick that up in just a minute.
Yes, we'll come.
Yeah. We'll come right back. Yes, we'll be back in just a minute. If anyone out there has a question for us today, we have 202-570-7057. You can call in.
Have a great day.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Namaste, friends. This is Deva Pramala Mitten. And we wanted to let you know that we will be in America and Canada this May. We'll be coming with our Wings of Mantra World Tour, coming up the West Coast to Boulder, Santa Fe, Sedona, Scottsdale, Santa Barbara, L.A., Marin, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Escondido, Edmonds, and up to Canada to Victoria and Vancouver. You can find details on our website, devapramalmiten.com. Hope to see you there. Lots of love. Namaste.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
What is magnificent about you that you've never acknowledged? Are you ready to let your own light shine? What if you were 1,000 times more potent and powerful than you give yourself credit for? What if there was a monthly call that is designed specifically to empower you to be all you can be? Would that be fun for you? Venus Castleberg is now offering a Magnificence monthly membership for only $50 a month. Mention this ad and receive 50% off. To register or for more information about the membership, events, and services, please go to www.venuscastleberg.com. Is now the time to be different?
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Dr. Khushbu. And right before the break, Khushbu, you were talking about, like, you started to dive into your team. And I was like, oh, what a great topic. We'd love to hear more about that now that we're on the other side of the break.
Yes. So we all have teammates, literally teammates, like the rest of the world calls it spirit guides and et cetera, et cetera. So, but we call it teammates because you're playing with them, you're creating with them, and they're constantly there to gift to you. And if you just lower your barriers, just an interesting point of view for all these other things that come up when the word entities come up. You can start creating your life, your business. I create a lot of my business with them, actually. And, I use them a lot in my business. Whether it's running Earthlings, whether it's creating classes for access, they will start creating with you and for you. So that is one aspect of receiving from entities.
Would you say more about that? Like, how do you use them? What is that?
You just ask, basically.
Okay.
Like,
why don't you just give us an example? Like, what would you ask one of them when it came to, like, creating a class or something? What would you ask them?
Could you go help find me, a place? That we could have this class, or connect me with a person that is asking for this. I would also ask sometimes, okay, you know what, my teammates, my body needs some gifting because it's a little, you know, sore, or it's just intense. That's one way. You can ask them to help you create classes, find venues, find you greater deals in hotels. And then there are specific entities that if you get in touch with could also help you do all of these things. And it's easy. It's just easy. You get the best deals. It's amazing how these things work. So recently I asked the book, I'm in Delhi right now. We had the Being You class with Dr. Dane here. So I had to book my room, and I asked the entities to help me. And my friend, who was sharing the room with me, all of a sudden called me and said, you know what, I'll pay for your room. Don't worry about it. because I didn't have money. I actually do. It was just from a previous something that suddenly came up. And she's like, oh, I'll do this. I have your back. It's weird, and she is a potent entity person as well, so it doesn't work very linear and very logically, but if you just ask them, and then you acknowledge that, oh wow, it'll start showing up more and more. But it's not like talking to a person, it's just energetic, and you ask them, and sometimes you hear it, but you just had things show up in your world.
That's awesome. And I know this is going to be like maybe a little bit of a wrench in there. So probably this reality, which, you know, would say, but your friend is the one that paid for the hotel. So how did you correlate that with the entity contribution?
Because
that was actually a request of yours. Okay, got it.
Yes, because I asked them. I was like, okay, you know what? Like, make this easier than fun for me. Let's play.
Oh, that's awesome.
I specifically asked before. The only thing is, we don't live in a world where an entity can go book my hotel and, you know.
Right. Totally.
Consciousness knows how to do this. The entity found the easiest person to do this with.
Awesome. So the entities will use people sometimes, right?
And yeah, absolutely. And sometimes, so you could also actually ask to get you more clients, right? Like, for example, but it's not like a give and take. It's not always, oh, you get me this, then I will do this for you. More like a receiving, gifting with them as well. So you could actually ask if there are disembodied beings asking to be cleared and they're confused. Because imagine you die and you weren't like conscious enough and you're like trying to communicate with someone or something or trying to move on and you're just highly confused for years and years and years and years. What a great kindness it is if you just lower your barriers and say, hi, I see you. What is it? You know, and acknowledge that gift that you have and then using that also, okay, cool, you know, you want to talk to this person? Could you please get him to this class with that I'm having? And then if you talk to the entity's class, for example, or a foundation, or a bars, or anything else that you do, and just gift and receive that way. So that's, again, one of the ways. I can go in many different ways, but these are the most obvious kind of ways that I can talk about.
Awesome. Thank you for that. And I'm curious if, so there's this common, and I had it too, like this, like I thought that if it was an entity, or a ghost or something like that on the, you know, and they didn't have a body, that they were actually more conscious and aware. Can you speak to that?
I think a lot of people think that. So, if they were stupid and, like, really mean when they were alive, they're going to be exactly that way when they die. Because they've not moved into consciousness, they just don't have a body anymore. And if they were kind and conscious and in when they were alive, they're going to be exactly how they were after they died. So that's about it. It doesn't make them more conscious. It doesn't make them more enlightened. It's just they don't have a body anymore. And
right.
That's the only difference. That's literally the only difference. So a lot of... And the percentage of, you know, stupid and conscious disembodied entities is quite similar to what you would find in humans, so which is a chunk of them are confused and really don't know what the fuck is happening. And then there is a percentage that is actually very conscious and is a different kind of contribution to you. To the world as disembodied beings.
So when you're asking, which how do you clarify, because you probably don't want somebody who's like angry and and unconscious and like struggling on the other side to be the one that comes in to like contribute to you or help you or so how do you differentiate between like what entities do you ask for contribution from basically?
Again, very similar to how you would deal with humans. The only difference is your body. So when you know there's an angry person walking into your room or is in your space, you just know, okay, this guy's mean and this guy's angry and there's no way I'm gonna get involved here. And you know when someone who's kind and who's ready to gift to you walks in as well. There's a whole different space around them. It's the same
right.
With entities. It's the same.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. And what about the like misconception that somehow because entities don't have a body and they can travel across space and time a little bit more easily, like there's, I've often heard people say and think that they are, the entities are somehow more powerful than they are, that they can do more than they are or can. Can you speak to that?
That's something that I thought was true as well, but that actually isn't. I do not know that you died. But having said that, so nothing outside of you is greater than you are. So nothing, nothing, nothing. What if nothing outside of you was greater than you are? And they don't have a body. They can't even lift things. Nothing outside of you can hurt you unless you have an inherent judgment of yourself. So it all boils down to the same thing. The only way that something can hurt you that way is if you have a point of view, or if you have a judgment about yourself that keeps sticking to you, and then they use it against you. Again, very similar to humans, except here they can't even physically harm you. They would just probably do it through thoughts and moods. But again, they can't do anything to you unless you have a point of view about yourself that's not really kind. Like, if
you... So they basically just mirror that back. Okay.
Not always. Again, when I say they, I'm not sure which entities you're talking about. There are some mean entities, like just like mean people, how they'd use your own judgment against you to gaslight you. Okay? But if you're conscious enough and you're big enough, nothing, literally nothing outside of you can do anything to you. So you have the demons, etc., 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 that are supposed to be scary, but in access it's just very easy to clear them. But at the same time, we keep saying, if you do not have a judgment of yourself, literally nothing can harm you. Because they don't have anything to use against you. So, no, they're not really powerful. In fact, some of them are highly stupid because they're not even aware that they're dead. If you don't judge yourself, nothing, nothing, nothing. Not a human being, neither being without a body can ever hurt you.
So the key is don't judge yourself. Yes,
everything
awesome.
In consciousness.
Thank you for that. That was good. I'd love to go back to this, like the asking thing about like. One of the things that it's my understanding that entities can't, especially like even our teammates, they can't interfere with our lives. That's not their job, but they can contribute, and that requires asking. Is that correct?
Yes, you have to ask. The first thing is ask. Yes, and the second thing is they don't. So this is how Sheldon explains it in the Talk to the Entities manual, the first class, the beginning class. It's like they're your teammates, literally. They'll pass you the ball, like for example, you're playing soccer, and they're passing you the ball, etc., etc. They do that. They create the move, but you're the one who has to go shoot it in the goal. Right? So, but ask, because if you don't ask for it, then they have nothing to give you.
Right.
But you have to ask for them just knowing, oh, cool, this is what you want, cool, here. And they're waiting, like everything around you, just everything is waiting to give to you. The only thing you have to do is ask.
So ask and receive, right?
Yes.
So ask was first, but then you also have to be willing to receive from them. So what might be, you shared one, the story of your friend getting you the hotel room. What might be some other ways or energies, like other ways that we can receive from entities? There's the obvious ones, right? There's the, like, the hotel room or, you know, a gift or something like that.
Go out in nature, that's one of the ways. Because if you go out, like, I'm sure you know this. when you're surrounded, see you go out in a beautiful garden or jungle or something, you will notice, that's another way, where just receiving from nature means receiving from a whole lot of earth beings as well, and entities as well, and that's another way of receiving from them, which I love. What was your question, though? I'm sorry, I don't know why I went there, but I think your question is something different.
Yeah, no, it was just different ways that somebody, because we're, you know, we're talking to people that maybe don't, have never met, never asked of entities and never received from entities. So it's like, okay, so what are some ways that they might be able to perceive that they are receiving from entities? There's the obvious physical stuff, but then there's like, is it an energy? Is it you know, could it be a warm feeling?
It could be a warm feeling. Yeah. It could be a warm feeling, but it could also be more money in your bank account and more money suddenly showing up somewhere. It could be someone gifting to you, or you suddenly finding a piece of jewelry somewhere and like, oh wait, where the fuck did that come from? it could be so many different ways. Sometimes I know the gifting to my body when my body suddenly completely relaxes. That's
Cool. Okay, we'll come back, talk some more about receiving with entities with Dr. Khushbu. If you have any questions, please call 202-570-7057.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment? Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, cool.
Extra. Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. Cool. Well, welcome back, everyone. Right before the break, we're so engrossed. We're like, oh no, it's break time. Okay, so thank you. But you were talking about receiving with your body, and I'm so glad you touched on that, because I really wanted to talk to you more about that anyway, because you talked in your bio about like how your body was giving you signals that there were entities around that you weren't willing to receive from. But when you started receiving, I'm assuming, but I'd love for you to share, like, what happened? I guess the symptoms stopped, but then how do you know? And I know I'm using how for kind of the masses, but that you're receiving with your body, receiving from the entities with your body, like, what might that be like?
Oh, it just feels so much better. So it feels so much better. So I specifically had a skin disorder show up, which has reduced a whole lot. And that was one of the main, like, a major sign. But the other thing is, it may not actually even have to go and become so intense in anybody's world. Your body's constantly giving you awareness. For example, I would wake up sneezing. I would just wake up sneezing. And for the longest time, I thought I had allergies. Because, of course, who's going to tell you that, oh, you're aware of entities, right? For the longest time, I thought I had allergies, but I didn't. That was actually one of a very specific ways that my body tells me there's like there were entities in the morning around you. Because when you're asleep and you just wake up, since your five senses are not that occupied when you're asleep, your major five senses, you think there's more ghost activity around you, but it's always there, right? They're always there. It's not like they just come in the night, but it's just that your five senses are not that preoccupied, and therefore it seems like there's more ghost activity or entity activity around you. But I would literally wake up with, like, me sneezing, because I was aware of entities, but hadn't acknowledged. And now when that happens, like, oh, okay, cool. Hey, how are you? But it doesn't even happen anymore, because I've already acknowledged them before. So that's one of the things. Cough. Sometimes people start coughing. But again, that doesn't mean every time you cough, it's an entity. Or every time you sneeze, it's an entity. Or every time you get a skin disorder, it's an entity. No. ask a question, like, is this what I'm aware of? And you know.
Cool. So if you ask, so how would you, again, we're just trying to, like somebody who's like, okay, I'm like, I just sneezed. How do I ask? Is that an entity? Like, how do I get the awareness of the fact that it is an entity if I'm not hearing a voice in my head saying yes? Or
If they're listening to this call, or they know they're aware of entities, like, they know it already. If someone's on this call and still on it and still listening and still trying to figure out how you're already aware. You just have to now acknowledge, and the different signs for different people, and you already know that you know. Just acknowledge those subtle signs. It could again be like a sneeze or something, but it's completely different. But you will know. And honestly, if there are people outside there listening to this call, you're here because you know and you're already aware. So would you know that you haven't yet acknowledged?
Yeah. And great, and thank you for calling that out as it is. And so, I think that just brings us back to, like, okay, this really is, and it's, you know, it's something that I like to bring to the radio show in general, is just like that what we think is impossible really isn't impossible. It's all possible. And if you, like, for me, there have been times that I've gone into a room and smelled, like, perfume or roses or whatever and been like, there's no flowers around. And I'm like, I knew that was an entity. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, okay, yeah. And I get the cough. I get the tickle in the back of my throat. So, yeah, it's learning. It's not only... It's acknowledging that you are aware and that you're there, but then also trusting yourself, trusting your own awareness.
Absolutely.
And your own
thank
knowing.
You.
And yeah.
And that's, thank you for saying that. And that's one of the biggest keys to it. Like, not letting doubt ruin your awareness and
right.
literally... Just, oh, okay, cool, trusting. Those first 5 seconds of lightness that you feel when you're like, oh, okay, cool, I know this. And then not going into your head and like, nah, I don't think that happened. And just, and building your muscle from there, A, acknowledge, B, first step, acknowledge, second step, receive, third step, trust, and fourth, continue. Like, keep doing this more and more. And I think over time, one will build a muscle. Like, that's what I did. It's not that suddenly I woke up one day and I was like, oh, I know everything about entities and I know exactly what to do. No.
What? You were born a savant.
It's a muscle you build as you acknowledge and trust yourself more. Trusting, like Veena said, is a key. It's a very important key.
Yeah, and I know, thank you. And I know that also, yeah, as you acknowledge it, does it happen more and more? Does it, it's like, oh, that's what that was. Okay, and acknowledging it, then it's almost like acknowledging it says, I'm aware of this, and that opens you up for the possibility of even more coming your way. So
absolutely.
Awesome. So what would you say is the advantage? Let's work with the advantage of having a body versus not having a body.
I don't think there's one is right and the other is wrong. I think it's just a choice. Mm-hmm. But for me, I love having a body. Like, I love it. Like, I love to eat. Like, wouldn't you miss, like, the good food and, like, sex and running and jogging and, like, just... having everything that you can have with embodiment and, you know, touching and feeling the earth and the grass and the smells and the sights. It's awesome to have a body. But I'm sure there are some beings out there that prefer it otherwise without a rightness or wrongness to either.
Right.
Though I love my...
It's just
like,
choice.
It's just choice.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you for that. So I know that you're an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator.
Yes, I am.
And you're a Talk to the Entities Facilitator. What made you become a Talk to the Entities Facilitator?
It was time. If I didn't. okay. So I... Honestly, my greatest ask and my biggest thing, like, is consciousness, but is also what I want to create for the earth. I'm an earth person. Everything at this point that I do is with the earth. Before it used to be for the earth. Wow, thank you for saying that. Thank you for asking that. Because that just gave me a whole new thing. So everything before that was for the earth. But if I wanted to create with the earth and not have a separation with it, if that is truly what I was asking for, I have to start working and acknowledging these beautiful beings that are there, that are contributing to the health of the earth, that are contributing all the unseen forces out there that are constantly gifting to us, that are constantly gifting to us, that is included in consciousness. I mean, it includes everything. And if I want to work with the earth, it was just something that I have to do. And I'm glad that I had to, because it's beautiful. And to open up that communion that we have with the earth. And honestly, when you push yourself to receive from things that you cannot see, that you cannot touch, feel in this reality sense, you're pushing your levels of receiving to a whole different reality. That opens up receiving in general. So that's why I said receiving from entities is, it's not like they made me more money, but just because I had to build my muscle to receive from something that is so beyond this reality, overall my receiving increased, and which means of course more money is going to flow in, and more of everything is going to flow in. Right, so the more I receive from entities, the more I build my muscle to go beyond what this reality is receiving is. Like you said, right? It's like, how do you receive from entities? Like with humans, you do it with bodies, but like, you know, having sex is one of like the major ways that you receive. But how to do it with entities? You really have to go beyond your logical sense of doing this, and it opens up so much and pushes you to open up so much of yourself that I can't, like, it's just beyond words.
Beautiful. And I love what you talked about, like creating with the earth and being in communion with the earth. Like, what is communion with the earth? What is that?
I think you know that.
I do, but I'm asking for everybody else.
Yes, I know. It's like, you should speak about it. It's the joy of embodiment for me. It's literally the joy of having this beautiful body and this beautiful planet and everything that comes with it, the scene and the not, like, the unseen, but just the joy, the sheer joy of embodiment and peace. Like, the more I'm creating with the earth, more peace there is in my world. That doesn't mean I do 20 things at the same time, but there's a sense of peace now available, that when you cut off from the earth, it's just like, as soon as you get more and more, you're always in your head. Like, the more you're in your head and the more mind chatter is happening, the less in communion with the earth is you are. And more in communion with the earth, the more you're in your body and the more peaceful everything is. I think that's one of the signs when I'm actually just like, relaxed, and just, this is awesome. And but the joy of embodiment is communion with the earth for me.
And it really is this this gifting and receiving that happens simultaneously, like the acknowledgement of like the beauty that's around you, and how that beauty feeds you and how your acknowledgement feeds it, and you know, the vice versa. So it's just beautiful. Well, awesome, Khushbu. That's such beautiful. I would love for you to just take a minute. Like, is there something that people would, what are you offering for people?
Yes. So I do offer Access Consciousness classes, private sessions, Access Bars, SE, body processes, a whole lot of things. All of the information will be available on my website, which is www.drkhushbu.net. It's drkhushbu.net. And everything's out there. get in touch with me through that. I'm also on Facebook. You can also just get in touch with me on Facebook.
Great. So and she also has a website, Earthlings.
Right? Yes, earthlings.net.in. I do have one more website. Thank you for thinking that. Yes.
And she also does a newsletter and occasionally and does videos and stuff. So if you want to sign up for her newsletter, where would they do that?
Yes, you can email me for now. My email ID is drkhush. So that's drkhush.shah@gmail.com. drkhush.shah@gmail.com. And I can get you on my newsletter for now.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you, Khushbu. Is there any final words you'd like to say to anybody for receiving from entities?
Would you already know that if you acknowledged, it would change your whole reality?
And anything that doesn't allow that.
And
awesome.
Well,
thank you so much, Dr. Khushbu, for being here and receiving from entities. Everybody, go have fun playing with your entities.
Thank you so much, Venus. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm honored. Thank you.
Such a joy. Yes, thank you, my dear.
Bye.
Bye.